Speaking of taking a plunge, right now we're taking a plunge into a radio feature on Radio Life and Style. It's called Bold Heart, and if you've caught the last couple over the last few weeks, well, you'll know that we're heading into some intrepid, exciting waters. Not literally the waters today. We've hit the open water, and we've done some some deep sea paddling. But right now
we're land based now.
We are firmly planted on solid ground. Sarah Swenson from Ordinarily Active is in the house with me as a Tuesday treat.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm so well today. I'm really excited about this segment today, Mike.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm excited about every Tuesday segment because we venture into some really interesting territory. We were Zumbaing last
week.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That was Zumbaing. Something that I didn't really understand that world at all.
No.
And now I'm quite excited about it.
I know. And what I loved about the Zumba segment is that it's totally open to no matter what age you are, there's accessibility. Dancing is so good for you. And if you didn't catch it, go find the segment and listen to it.
Yay, yay, yay. And as I mentioned before that, we'd taken a big plunge in the ocean.
Open water.
Open water.
We've been in the water and on the water.
and we're drying off for a second. And we're going to keep things land-based for today. But before we do, let's just set the scene, in case maybe this is the first time you're catching the Bold Heart segment. What is the idea behind Bold Heart, Sarah?
So, Bold Heart is a coaching program that I do in the Ordinarily Active. And really what I've seen is people are sometimes too scared to try something. But when they hear it from somebody else that isn't an expert, that they hear about the story of going and trying something, they often are inspired then to go, oh, maybe that's something I can try. So this is really a segment to inspire, to break down the barriers, to go, hey, go and give it a try. Because when we try new things, we create new pathways in our brains. You don't know that you might love this. You know, I've just learned to surf ski. That was one of our first episodes. I love it. It is one of my best decisions. And that came through somebody else sharing their journey and their story. So this is the Bold Heart segment on Radio Life and Style. It's all about inspiring, sharing journeys of doing things, different things.
There you go. And it might be the catalyst that gets you to take a little trip outside of your comfort zone.
Absolutely.
And experience something that you otherwise might never do, but maybe it's something that's kind of been in the back of your mind, and this could be that little push that you need to say, okay, this will be the year.
You know that little spark that says, okay, if they were safe doing it, let me go and give it a try, and then what do you need, how do you do it, all of those kind of things, those practical questions that people have got. So today, it's not actually me describing my encounter with something. It's actually Mike's journey and his passion into this new world.
It is. It's been an eye-opening journey into exactly that, like a whole new world. We had a little coffee chat just the other day, Sarah and I, and we were talking about what cool things, cool experiences we've been getting into respectively, and I was explaining that it's been a couple of months now that I have been getting immersed in the world of martial arts.
Yeah.
And right here in Balito.
And I almost felt it wasn't like a journey, it was almost like a quest.
Like a quest. That's a good thing. I feel like it's been a bit of a quest. And it continues to be. And it just gets like more immersive and exciting the more I do it. So not too long ago, I had an interview here on the radio with a husband and wife team, Liz and Noel Kahn. They run a remarkable martial arts studio and have done for many years. It's called Warrior Heart. If you are interested in these things, you should check out their website, balitomartialarts.co.za, because you'll get very quickly the picture that emerges. They run three really dynamic streams. There's the child development program, they've got a teens class, and then they've got the adult training, which is what I've plugged into. And it is.
And you're going with your wife, aren't you?
That's kind of an interesting story.
It's a family activity.
It's a family affair. And that's what we were looking for, my wife and I. We were looking for something that we could kind of do together, something that would be a chance to move and to you know, have a workout and get the body off the couch. But something we could do that would be fun. And that would be kind of different because I'm the kind of person that I need variety. Yeah. Otherwise, I kind of lose the fire.
Because you've done some really great stuff, and you've been a runner. You've done a whole bunch of things. But I think what struck me about when we were chatting is the variety, the mind, the body, the variety. Each week you're doing and you're going and experiencing something new with new people. Yeah,
exactly that. And it's ever changing, and it's sort of the training works on a sort of cycle, so it's sort of we've been doing different stuff through winter. Now that we're heading into spring and summer, it's evolving. I just got a message on our little group to say that today, because it's for adults, it's a Tuesday and a Thursday, and today I'll be dropping in, and we're doing work with wooden long swords, so like, kind of like samurai sword work.
This is proper
stuff.
No, it's traditional martial arts.
Well, yeah.
Is that right? So tell us a bit about the history. This is also very intriguing.
This is the thing. I was explaining to you that when you say Kung Fu to people, or they get like images in their head of
Kung Fu Panda
or Jackie Chan or Bruce Lee. You know, those things all, I guess, that's the movies and popular culture has created an impression.
I feel it almost comes
impression.
With an action.
Yeah, it does. But this is, you know, what Kung Fu really is. Mm. Is a system, an art form that requires two things. It requires time and effort, time and dedication. And that's really what it is. Under that big umbrella, there are different schools, different traditions of martial arts. And this particular school, the Warrior Heart School, in Cantonese, you would say Jin Si Sum. It means Warrior Heart School. And it is a really ancient living tradition. Les and Noel, they are the Sifus, or the masters of this art, and they've honed their craft. I mean, they served a 20-year apprenticeship under one of the last old school masters in the Far East.
It's so steeped in history and just something completely different. I mean, we think about apprentices today, and like 6 months might be a long apprenticeship. I mean, 22 years learning a craft and it's incredible. It's
not the kind of thing that you just go online and get a certificate for.
No.
there's such richness to the
depth.
Whole thing. And that's another thing that I like about it. So number one, it was something I could do with my wife that was out of the ordinary, that was fun. We laugh a lot. It's so fun. And you get to move. There's a lot of variety. It's constantly evolving and keeping me stimulated. So there's a lot of mind as well as body, because you got to pay attention. You want to try and absorb what's going on. And there's so much history behind every aspect of it. It's a rabbit hole that you can go as deep as you want to. If you want to know where did that particular form evolve from, what was the history of that, and it's very practical, and just from a self-defense point of view, and it builds a lot of confidence. So you feel like, you know, when you start out, that you're like this little ball of clay, and as things start developing,
get honed.
you start to develop some muscle memory and skills, and you feel like you carry yourself differently.
Yeah.
And there's a real practical element to it. It's not play. There is at the end of the day, it's designed to give you some practical tools to take into the world. Whether it's you get into a situation where you are in an unarmed moment, and you have no other choice and you need to defend yourself, or whether there is something at hand, and it doesn't necessarily need to be a sword, but it could be
a teacup
or a pen or something that you've got at your disposal. Yeah. How do you use that to get yourself out of trouble?
I think I've also been struck by what you've said in terms of like our bodies are amazing things, and they adapt, and I think this kind of movement, it's non-linear. You know, some of the movements are just linear, and so our brains function when we're crossing the linear line. I think that's the interesting thing about this.
And like you were saying, we did the Zumba episode last week. You're a very active person, but this was, you did something that was completely different for you, and you were stiff.
Yeah, the muscles hurt.
So this is like, I mean, every week I'm using muscles here that I didn't know existed, and it's also conditioning as well. You feel from week to week your body's getting stronger, in lots of different ways. Your brain's expanding, I just love it so much. And for anyone who is interested in checking it out, and particularly if you're a parent, because what they do with the kids and the child development and the teen classes is phenomenal. And the confidence that these kids build up in a very short space of time. If you take a kid that's been chronically bullied or has just really low self-esteem and not great body awareness and body intelligence, and you put them in this kind of environment where they are being supported by a group of kids and some great sifus to build them up and to turn them into these little dynamos. And they take that confidence with them into the world and into life.
I think you mentioned it there. It's just the way somebody carries themselves. You know, you just more in touch with your body. You work with your head a little bit higher and your shoulders a little bit back. It makes a big difference.
It's phenomenal. It's kind of hard to quantify. But if you want to see some of the stuff, you can check out their social media pages on Instagram. It's Belito Martial Arts, one word. And check out some of the videos. In fact, there's some of the adult class stuff there mixed in with some of the kids and teens. And you'll see there's even a couple of eye-opening, from the adult class, throwing knives. When was the last time you threw a knife?
Let's think about this. But I think it also touches on, you mentioned when we were chatting, like the origins of the ninjas and all of this kind of thing. There's so much history. And I think that's another angle of it. It's just a world out there that has history and stories and to share. And I think that's incredible.
It's like a living history. That's the thing that I love about it is, it's right there in front of you. You're witnessing it, and then you're starting to embody it. And it's just rich in ways that probably I can't do justice to in a little radio
you
interview.
You mean I can throw knives in a safe way?
Well, of course. You got to build up before you get to the real sharp stuff. You start with softer implements.
I think my husband's getting worried.
But listen, I've seen a little glint in my wife's eye since she started doing it. It's definitely given me a new appreciation for her, I think it's been really great for us as a couple to do something. Mm. And then our little guy he's still got a year or two to go before he can join the kids' class. I take him from about six. But there are families that do it. You know, the kids are enrolled, the teens are there, the mom and dad as well. And it's such an awesome, multi-dimensional thing that I'm so glad I stumbled upon.
Yeah.
Warrior Heart Belito. And on Facebook, you'll find them under Warrior Heart Belito. Online, their website, belitomartialarts.co.za. And the same handle on Instagram, Belito Martial Arts.
And Mike, on a practical level, what do people need to wear? Do they need to, like, is there easy access point, easy to go and try?
Absolutely.
You know, I like things that are easy to explain to people. What do I need?
If you're dropping in like I did on my first couple of classes, really just some comfy gym clothes, like, you know, long gym pants, a t-shirt, and that's it.
You're good to go.
And be ready for a bit of a workout. Be ready to sort of, I'd say, maybe do a little stretching before you get here. that's it. And come with an open mind and a willingness to be welcomed by some really cool people. It seems like there's the type of people that gravitate towards this thing tend to leave the egos behind. Everyone is just, I think that's another interesting aspect about martial arts training. You know, you see people with different belts. There's a black belt, and I've just recently graded. I got my first color. I'm a yellow belt.
Oh, that's very impressive.
But you'll pair up, and you'll be working for a session with someone who's way more experienced than you. But they're being very gracious, and they're slowing it down, and they're making sure that you're getting the form right. And it's also giving them a chance to teach, and that's just kind of proving to themselves that they really understood and they know the whole flow of movements. So whether you're working with someone who's more experienced or whether you're working with someone who's less experienced,
everybody's learning.
Everyone's learning. Everyone's kind of wearing different hats depending on the particular class or where it's going. And it's dynamic, But ultimately, it's just a really great group of people, and I've gotten so much out of it already in the short space of time. Yeah. I can see it's going to be a really exciting journey ahead.
Quest.
Yeah, quest. Exactly that. And maybe we're going to even get Sarah in.
Yes, I'm hoping to.
For an experience soon.
I'm gonna definitely sign up. I think, you know what, you can hear the passion in your voice, and this is what the segment is about. You know, if this has ignited a spark in somebody else, follow up and go and give it a try. That's what it's about. That's what the Bold Heart is. It's about trying something. You don't know if you're going to like it or not.
This is the thing. And there are some amazing experiences and people to guide you on these experiences just here within our Absolutely. Within our immediate Bolito surroundings.
I mean, to have that wealth of knowledge right on your doorstep is quite incredible, actually, if you think about it. Like, little Bolito, like, not so little anymore, but like to have... Like this wealth of knowledge, experience shared in our community is amazing.
It blows my mind, and how lucky we are to have, you know, as you say, that caliber just here on our shores.
I can't wait. I'm there.
Sarah is there, and we'll definitely record the record the moment that Sarah first throws a knife. Well, I'm looking forward to welcoming you.
I don't think that'll be the first lesson.
Hopefully not. Hey, listen, I'm there as well. I see. I'll be guiding you along the way. So this is Tuesday. Bold Heart, giving you a little window into a world that you might otherwise not have stumbled into.
Next week's also really interesting. We're going on another journey. We're going a little bit free diving, apnea.
Whoa.
And I went and joined the most amazing squad, and I can't wait to tell you about them.
Do we need to practice holding our breath between now and next Tuesday?
No.
Not that kind of
but
thing.
But hold your breath in anticipation for next week Tuesday.
And in the meantime, for those who are intrigued to find out more about you, about your mission, about living boldly, and about what you do with Ordinarily Active, where can listeners get more info?
Social media, Ordinarily Active. You can contact me there or pick up the phone, give me a shout. Happy to talk, and most probably will share some thoughts and inspiration. I normally get quite excited about these kind of things. So,
there you go.
Give me a shout.
You heard it here on 88 FM. And one more time, if you want to check out the martial arts school, bolitomartialarts.co.za. That's the Warrior Heart Bolito School. And I might see you... In the dojo soon.
Very soon.